Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A new report from Anglicare Australia has found there are few places in Australia where essential workers can afford to live. Their latest rental affordability snapshot shows nurses can afford just 1.4% of properties and ambulance workers 2.2%. And fewer than 1% of early childhood educators and construction workers are able to find homes to rent. Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, Casey Chambers, says the findings are incredibly concerning.
What we found was absolutely nothing short of alarming. There is literally no affordability. This means over 96% of the private rental market is not affordable for these 15 essential occupations that we tested for.
The federal opposition has criticised Anthony Albanese's decision to buy a multi-million dollar oceanfront property, describing the timing as tone deaf. The Prime Minister and his fiancée Jodie Hayden bought the $4.3 million four-bedroom home at Copacabana on the New South Wales Central Coast ahead of the couple's wedding. Opposition finance spokeswoman Jane Hume told Channel 7's Sunrise that Mr. Albanese has the right to a personal life, but there are concerns about the purchase coinciding with a debate on housing.
I do have a problem with the timing, and I do have a problem with the fact that this is very tone-deaf during a housing crisis.
A potential oil slick has been spotted off the coast of Sydney's Coogee Beach after mysterious black ball-shaped debris washed ashore. Randwick City Council has urged people to avoid the beach after lifeguards at Coogee Beach found what may be tar balls from an oil slick yesterday, announcing the beach would be closed until further notice. Teens are speaking out about the federal government's proposals to ban young teenagers from social media, saying it's likely to make them more isolated and withdrawn. Some 97% of Australian teenagers use social media across an average of four platforms, making them among the world's most connected youth. 14-year-old Ben says the ban, which aims to curb risks to young people's mental and physical health, would make him feel a lot more isolated.
Since I struggle with mental health issues like anxiety and depression, I think it would make those a lot worse than they already are. So being autistic, I have a really, really hard time connecting with others. And doing that online makes it a lot easier, a lot less stressful for me.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.